KZN's number one for local news. This is East Coast Radio News Watch.
Severe weather has triggered a province-wide disaster response in KZN. Cooperative Governance has called on residents to remain vigilant with a yellow level 2 alert for damaging waves and winds in place along the coast. The weather office says the warnings for areas between Port Edward and Cozy Bay. Conditions are likely to disrupt activities along the beach as well as at ports and harbours. In a statement, KZN Kokta says severe thunderstorms with hail and heavy rain have already affected several areas, including eThekwini and Msunduzi today. Spokesperson Senzelo Mzila has warned conditions could worsen.
Communities within the areas of Abakulusi, Denhauser, eDumbe, eMadlangeni, eNdumeni, Big Five Hlabisa, eThekwini, KwaDukuza, Mandeni, Umfolozi, Renkonyeni, Umdoni, Umlalazi, Newcastle and Nqutu to be cautious as a level 2 weather warning remains in effect in these areas for damaging winds. These winds are expected to disrupt roads as the crosswinds could lead to fallen objects that could severely impede traffic flow and create hazardous driving conditions.
MPs have taken their seats in Parliament in Cape Town ahead of the Finance Minister's third attempt at tabling the budget. It follows the scrapping of controversial plans last month to raise VAT to 15.5%. In a briefing in Cape Town today, civil society groups and unions under the banner People Against Budget Cuts raised concerns around austerity measures. Political activist Alan Busak says budget cuts have gutted public services, with many communities facing understaffed clinics, broken schools and stagnant social grants.
It's our people who are suffering. It's our children who think they have no future. It's our children who are killed every single day by hunger and by bullets and by guns. It's our people who cannot take this burden any longer.
Here's trade union SAFTU's Zwelinzi Mavavi.
SAFTU demands corporate tax must be increased to at least 45%. A wealth tax on individuals with net assets above 10 million rands. A solidarity tax on high income earners. A financial transaction tax on speculative capital.
In other news, a Pietermaritzburg detective is expected to in the dock soon on charges linked to the selling of a high-caliber firearm. The 51-year-old off-duty official from Mountain Rise Police Station is in custody after he was caught with a rifle on Martha Road over the weekend. Police records show the rifle was stolen from a local police station in 2006. KZN SAPS spokesperson Robert Nechiwunda.
Police received reports about a person who was selling a firearm, and upon arrival at the scene, the suspect was found with an R5 rifle. The firearm will be taken to ballistic testing to ascertain if it was used in the commission of crimes.
And abroad, prosecutors have urged a French court to hand a 10-year prison sentence to the main suspect in the 2016 robbery of Kim Kardashian in a Paris hotel. The reality TV star testified during the trial last week, saying she feared she would be killed by the masked men. The group, known as the Grandpa Robbers, held her at gunpoint and stole jewelry worth millions in her hotel room in 2016. The top story, severe weather has triggered a province-wide disaster response in KZN. Kokta has called on residents to remain vigilant with a yellow level 2 alert for damaging waves and winds in place along the coast. For the Newswatch team, I'm Tamasha Kanyi.